You're, oh, okay, ouch. No, yeah, got that. It's not because he's being mean, it's a loving thing. He knows we need to be corrected strongly enough and shown and taught strongly enough that we'll remember. It'll become part of our nature and our behavior out of love, from the heart. The fence gets turned off and you're, oh, okay, ouch. No, yeah, got that. It's not because he's being mean. It's a loving thing. He knows we need to be corrected strongly enough and shown and taught strongly enough that we'll remember. It'll become part of our nature and our behavior out of love, from the heart. So the next conversation, Lord's showing me judgment. Yeah, he's showing me judgment.
Judgment. You've been working on that really hard for the last few weeks.
He's going deeper and deeper and deeper into things that we don't even know are there sometimes, but they are there. You
Which now
know?
what you're trying to suppress with your mouth is what's going on in your heart,
Totally.
because that's already damaged, damaging to yourself and damaging to others. And you went through another experience where you just wanted to die because the pain was so, you were so discouraged and the pain was off the charts. And when you recognized that there were open doors and you repented of those and we got more prayer for you, then that started to break that whole sense of hopelessness. And the Lord actually came in, totally took away every symptom of the peritonitis, took it all away. Every little symptom. And you started feeling really good. You got your motivation back to write music, play music. And in fact, you've been physically active and
Oh man,
swimming. And it's just awesome,
I'm digging cellos and violins and all kinds of stuff out of the walls. A microphone that I've needed for a long time. That
We
just
took care of that. We got you the
this,
microphone.
yeah, directional microphone that'll pick up the acoustic instruments
And
and
then the
do it
Lord
right.
started sending
And
you all these little loves
then.
and drawing you deeper and deeper into prayer. Just that anointing, for prayer just fell and you just wanted to tuck away with him.
Box of Macy's chocolates comes up. And by the way, the night before, the very first song the Lord ever danced to me with, some years back, I used to go up to a front chapel that we have, and I'd just keep a night vigil with the Lord by myself till, gosh, I don't know, 3 in the morning or till daybreak or whatever. I loved him, and it was just good to be in his presence. And one night during that vigil, a group called the Katinas from Samoa have a song called Believe.
Gotta
And yeah,
believe.
it's like if you choose to believe. He just held me over his heart and swayed gently to the music with me. And it was just really sweet and intimate. And that went on for about 3 weeks.
And pure. I mean, he was just
Very.
holding you like a brother and swaying back and forth
Yeah,
with you.
just
Yeah.
really, really pure, like brothers would back in the Hebrew days, when they'd put their arms around each other's shoulders. That song, after so many years, starts playing through my head all night. The night before this contending finally broke a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I wake up the next day, and I mean up to 36 hours in, not being able to eat or drink hardly anything at all, no matter what I took. Nothing would touch it. I mean, nothing would touch it. And I could feel I was running. I could kind of feel a low-grade fever, but on the inside, I could feel a pressure like I was burning up, like my whole body was just burning up. My
But you didn't have
head was
any,
pulsating.
you didn't, yeah, the adhesions were healed.
These little punctures that had happened, and then the toxins going out into an open cavity. And I was told by a good doctor friend in New York, you probably got about a 2% chance of making it, And, but
The Lord
she's
helped.
also a strong believer, and she said, however, that's what we used to say in medical school in the hospital. I know now the Lord can do anything, so 2% doesn't mean a thing to me. I know he's using this, and, And he's going to get you through it and raise you back up, which is exactly what he did.
And then, as I mentioned before, he sent all these little love signs, yeah.
Oh, man, here's this song playing through my, the night before, the song's playing through my head, and I felt well enough to get up and go in the room and put that song on and just kind of just stand there and just kind of sway to the music. I felt like I was right back there with the Lord, and it was just so sweet and so good. And I go to bed feeling really comforted, and then comes the real heavy duty burning up from this poison that's peritonitis, I guess. And by all rights, you know, any dummy would have called an ambulance and gone in the hospital long before. But the Lord just kept, there was such a peace about just trust me, you know?
Yeah.
And here again, you're looking at two people. You're looking at the two people you love the most in the world if you have your helpmate and your heartmate as your husband or wife there, or children. And you can see the pain and anguish in their face, the fear, the faith, the strength, and the weakness, and all the gamut they're going through. And you can't make it better for them, and you can't make it better for you. And you all go through it together.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. On the last night when it set in hard, and she surprised me with her answer, I said, you know, Claire, I've tried to protect you from this for a long time, and I've been honest with you. Because a lot of times she'd say, are you feeling old? Are you telling me the truth? And I would, but I told her, I think I'm dying this time, and you have to let me go. And her answer was not anything like, you know, I asked her to sit down, and she said, I don't feel fine. I said, well, you might want to sit down. She said, no, what is it? And I said, I'm dying. I mean, to hear those words from your spouse, I'm dying. I'm just trying to tell you the truth and be honest with you. And I said, you got to let me go. And she said, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not letting you go at all. This is stupid. No
way. The Lord has made promises to us.
Right.
And I'm standing on those promises. It was just a test in faith and obedience. If the Lord hadn't made it so clear that he didn't want you to go to the hospital, I was going to call an ambulance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he made it very clear that he didn't want you going to the hospital. So
this wasn't about death and dying. This was about, kind of like Lana Foster's
body. Death and dying, not of the body, but to sin.
Right. Kind of like Lana Foster's thing recently, you know, going in over my head, you know, the song she talked about. And we watched the singer, I forget the lady's name, but very good.
Jen Johnson.
Yeah.
Bethel Music.
In fact, I've had a couple of glorious days. It was awesome. I had a couple of experiences today of just letting go like that, just blind, free-falling. And we never are blind or free-falling when we fall into the Lord. You know, we're not falling into oblivion. We're falling into perfect freedom. So anyway, just I wanted to encourage some of you guys that so
intend for your healing and look for the doors, you know, that God opened. And, you know, when he was in the worst throes of his pain, I just came and laid hands on him and prayed for mercy.
Right. That's
mercy,
what did it.
Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. You know, with all my heart and soul, I prayed for mercy. And the Lord gave him mercy. That's what, you know, combined
within
with the
minutes.
Repentance, recognizing, you know, what had opened the door and the repentance, and then praying for your healing, just praying for mercy. I mean, I could have prayed all kinds of specific things, you know, against infection, against, you know, all of peritonitis and perforation and all these different things I could have prayed against. But the one thing that is so beautiful about the Lord is that you just come to him and ask him for mercy. You don't have to have the name for everything.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
It can kind of get to be a compulsive science, you know, a new way to pray and a new way to bind. And many times, the key pin, I mean, Scripture said judgment begins with the house of the Lord. So, hey, if he wants to judge us, correct us, do whatever, and clean us up so that we don't have spot or wrinkle, and we are the shining bride, and we're ready, he's getting us ready. You know, 3 years isn't a long time. In fact, it's not 3 years anymore, you know. 2 years and how many ever months. So whatever he tends to do within these next 3 years, man, get excited about your gifts and your talents and your vision, and get out there and make hay while the sun's shining. Let's go out in a flame and not a sputter. You know, it's, what do they say? I'd rather burn out than rust out. But he won't let you burn out. You'll just go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And lately I've been asking him, please give me your strength and your wisdom and right. your heart beating and your blood in my veins, you know. But when it came down to the final throes of it, it just didn't make sense. I just couldn't connect that the Lord was going to take me out, even though my body was shutting down and everything else. Just didn't make sense. When she said mercy, everything changed.
Yeah.
It just, everything changed. It was like the simplest prayer you could pray. Not even, oh Lord Jesus, Son of God, Savior, please grant my soul. Yeah, just with tears in her eyes, her hands on her husband, and she's saying, mercy, Lord, please, mercy.
Well, I just want to take a moment and summarize this interview with Ezekiel. Really, the Lord is taking us to new levels of faith and abandonment to his providence, letting go and falling back into his arms, and new levels of obedience, life and death situations requiring obedience and knowing his will. I'd like to encourage all of you heart dwellers to really pay close attention to what the Lord's doing in your life and the challenges and the trials and the tests that he puts in front of you, because he's trying to increase our faith. And see it as that, because that's really an intensification right now. And I believe it's because of the intensification of evil on the earth. And the times that we're in are coming to a head. It's going to require more faith just to live every day. And I know he's trying to prepare us for that. So when these trials come, rather than seeing them as tragedies or inconveniences, look at them as exercises in faith and trust and abandonment to his providence, to his hands, and to his goodness. The Lord bless you all, heart dwellers. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll have more for you tomorrow. Thank you for your prayers. They're very effective. And thank you for your support. God bless you.